त्राणायकारुण्य घना घनत्यम प्राप्त कल्याण गुणार नमस्या बंदी गुरश्री चरणार जस्ट नाउ यक्षण दिशा संसार दावान अललीर लोक there was little controversy whether I shall speak in English or Hindi. Of course, I am not very much accustomed to speak in Hindi, but I speak sometimes Hindi. But Swami Brahmananda has asked me to speak in English because some African students are present here. And they cannot understand Hindi. I think most of you can understand Hindi, English, so I shall speak a little portion in English and a little portion in Hindi. So, what is our problem? The problem is that samsara dhavanala, this material world is compared with dhavana. Dhavanala means forest fire. Every one of you has some got experience about the forest fire. The forest fire takes place. Nobody is interested to set fire in the forest, but it takes place automatically by collision of bamboo. There is friction and fire is produced, and as soon as they touch some dry leaves, immediately there is fire. And as soon as there is fire, all the animals in the forest, they become very much disturbed. And the fire especially kills the serpents, because the serpents are on the ground and the dry grasses and leaves immediately gets into fire, and the serpents, they cannot run very swiftly, so they become the first victim. Similarly, this world, this material world, is problematic. Some problem there is, all. And because we do not know how to extinguish this blazing fire of problems, we are so much trouble. So, saṃsāra-dhāvānala-līra-lōka, this one verse explaining will clear the idea of this movement. This material world is thus exactly like the blazing fire in the forest. Everyone wants to live here peacefully, but situation develops in such a way that it will not allow you to live in peace. That is the law. We are trying to adjust things in so many ways, but the nature's law is so cruel and stringent that in spite of your so much trying, the blazing fire of this material world is continuing. That's why we have got experience. There was First World War in 1940. It continued after 1920 or 80. The people of the world, they devised some plan lead our nation. Perhaps those who are older, present here, they know. But that failed. Again there was Second World. And again they have devised some means, United Nations. But the war is going on in Vietnam, in Egypt, or in Pakistan, so many places. The blazing fire is going. That cannot be stopped. Therefore, in this verse of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that this samsara, this material world, where we are trying to enjoy life, is just like dharana, forest fire. Without our desire, nobody wanted the First World War, or the Second World War, or again the Third World War. But it takes place. So what is the solution? Samsara dhava nalavila loka. It is blazing. Now, just try to understand how the blazing fire in the forest can be stopped. You cannot send a fire brigade, or you cannot send men with buckets of water to extinguish the fire in the forest. That is not possible. How the fire in the forest is stopped? Because the stopping the blazing fire, there must be pouring of water. So what is the arrangement for pouring water? The arrangement is samsara dhava nalali loka pranaya, just to deliver them karima ghanaghanatyam. Ghanaghanatya means cloud, merciful cloud. When there is merciful cloud over the forest and it pours rain torrentially, then immediately the fire, blazing fire in the forest becomes extinguished. Otherwise, there is no other way. You cannot send fire brigades, you cannot save the animals, you cannot send men with bucket pools of water. It is not possible. Similarly, karunya ghanaghanatyam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya. These children are disturbed. Karunya ghanaghanatyam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya. This is another dharana. You see, you stop, want to stop one dharana, another dharana is there automatically. This is the proof. Yes. Sukhero lajiya egharo madhino agune puriya gyalo. I make home very peaceful, but nature's law is so cruel that it makes very uncomfortable. So, this is going on, and we cannot understand. That is called Maya. In the Srimad Bhagavat, there is a statement that the human beings, they are controlled under the modes of material nature of passion. So therefore, they take this dharana as peaceful. That is called Maya. Anyway, the verse samsara dhava nalalila loka tranaya karunya ghanaghanatyam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya. Bande Gurasti Charanaram. So, as the cloud is collection of water from the sea, cloud means evaporation of water from the sea. Similarly, Gunarnavas, there is an ocean of mercy of Krishna or God. If one is able to collect water or the gas from the merciful ocean of Krishna, and if he can pour so many the samsara dharana lot, then it is possible to extinguish this fire. In other ways, and just like the forest fire cannot be extinguished without the water from the cloud, similarly, these samsara, these dharanala, the blazing fire of our material existence, problems after problems, they cannot be extinguished unless there is pouring of incessant merciful rain from Krishna. And one who distributes this rain, he is called the Guru. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, I offer my respectful obeisances to such Guru, spiritual master, who is able to distribute the merciful rays of Krishna to extinguish this blazing fire of material existence. So this is the meaning of this song, Saṃsāra Jāda Nalaliya Loka Trānāya Pārinna Ghanā Ghanatyam Prāptasya Kalyana Gunāna Rasya Bandi Gurasri Charanāram. So in the Vedic literature, it is said that in order to understand the transcendental science, tad-vijñānārtham, tad-vijñāna means transcendental science. So, tad-vijñānārtham sa guru-meva avigacchet samipāni sutriyam brahmanistam. In order to, because we are trying to acquire knowledge, how to extinguish this blazing fire of problems. That is our trying. Everyone is trying. The scientist is trying, the thoughtful philosophers are trying, and so many ways. Because our aim is atantik dukkha nibbitti. The aim is how to extinguish this blazing fire, or how to diminish or almost vanquish the miserable condition of life. The karmis, they are working hard also, they are like to extinguish this fire or diminishing the miserable condition of material existence. The jnanis, they are also trying, that they are disgusted, they say, Brahma Satta Jagan Mithya. This world is false, according to Gyani, those who are after liberation. After being disgusted, to adjust the material problem, they try to merge into the existence of the Supreme. They are called Gyani, Mukti. So, they are also trying to extinguish this fire. Therefore, being disgusted, they are saying, this jagat, this material world is false. Just like sometimes you know the story, one jackal tried to take some grape from the orchard, and when he failed, he said, the grapes are sour. Similarly, the karmis, after struggling very, very hard, when he is unable, every home and study. So many people, they are trying, but the problem, the blazing fire is there. The karmis are trying by material process, by making legal nations, United Nations, or social work, humanitarian work, education, so on. They are trying to mitigate. The purpose is how to extinguish this blazing fire. Atantikam sukha. Atantikam dukha is the peace. This is the Sanskrit verse. That people are trying to become a very happy condition. So karmis are tried by working hard. They are not. By industrialization, by economic development, by political understanding, so many. And then when they see that they have become frustrated in trying materially in so many ways, they say that this world is false. And let us say to Brahma understand, or merge into the existence of Brahma. That is the Jnani's aim of life. And similarly, there are yogis. Yogis, they are trying to get material power in a mystic way. Anima, Lagma, these are called siddhis, astra siddhis. The yogi, the perfect yogi, who has attained success, he can become greater than the greatest, smaller than the smallest, lighter than the heaviest. In this way, there are eight kinds of siddhis. They are also trying to acquire this power. But there is another class who are called bhaktas, devotees. They are also coming gradually from different states, from the state of karmi, from the state of jnani, from the state of yogi. Then they come to the state of devotional service. But the advantage is that if anyone wants to come to the topmost fourth position, transcendental position of becoming bhakta, he can become immediately a bhakta without going gradually through the states of karmis, jnanis, yogis. That is the advantage. You can immediately, just like Krishna says, that bahunam janmanam ante jnanaman man prapadvate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhulla. Krishna says that in this way, by gradual evolutionary process, from the karmi platform to jnani platform, from the jnani platform to yogi platform, and from yogi platform to vakta platform, in this way, bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan man prapadvate. Actually, what is wise, jnani, jnanavan means wise. He surrenders to the lotus feet of Krishna. Bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan man prapadvate. So the bhakta's position is that without waiting for bahu janma or many births of struggling as karmi, as jnani, or as yogi, he immediately takes the opportunity of Lord Krishna's instruction that bhavanam janmanam ante jnanavan man prapadvate. Jnanavan, one who is actually maturely wise, he surrenders unto me. If that is the point, if that is the aim of life, the bhaktas, the intelligent man of the world, takes to this step. That means immediately, as Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. So, really jnanavan, really wise man, he thinks that if after many, many births one has to come to this point of surrendering to Krishna, why not immediately? That is intelligent. That why I shall wait for many, many births after being karmi or jnani or yogi? Let me immediately surrender, because this is the ultimate goal. The Bhagavad confirms this point, that nate vidu sarthagatirhi Vishnu durasayade bahirathamani andhajathandhairupaniyamana stepi satantra urudarni vadha. It is the statement of Maharaj Prahlad. He says, the people, they do not know the ultimate goal is to back to home, back to Godhead. That is the goal of life. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, when his father challenged him, that why you are after so much devotion and life? Then he said, my dear father, people do not know this, that this is the ultimate goal of life. Nature's law is dragging us to that point. Just as I will give you one example, that the state or government, the government wants that every citizen should be law-abiding. Then the state can go very nicely. You can understand this very easily. But there are many men or a few men who do disobey the state laws, and they are put into the prison life, in the jail life. Now what is the purpose of this jail life? The purpose of jail life is to put these criminals, guilty person, always give some trouble so that he can come to the point of becoming a law-abiding citizen. That is the prison law. Similarly, this material world is a prison house. It is called Durga. Therefore, the superintending deity of this material world is called Durga. Perhaps every one of you know Goddess Durga. Durga has got weapons in her hands, 10 hands, different kinds of weapons. That means she is directed, she is present in 10 directions of this universe, and she has got different weapons to chastise the demon. We have seen the picture of demon. The demon is struggling with the lion, and the mother goddess Durga is caught at the heels of the demon and pushing her trident just on the chest. This is going on. So similarly, if we study this picture, who is a demon and what is this trident, what is this lion? In this, if we analytically study, that we shall find that these demons, we are all demons. We'll find it. Because the trident means threefold misery. Trident. It is the Sanskrit word is Trishul. Trishul, three means three. And Shul means punishment or tribulation. Threefold. They are Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik, Adhidaivik. We are suffering threefold misery. One kind of misery is due to this body and the mind. Sometimes we feel not very happy with the bodily position. Sometimes we do not find very happy in the mental condition. So that is called Adhyatmik. This is one kind of misery. The other kind of misery, Adhidaivik. Misery is inflicted by the demigods. Just like all of a sudden there is famine or there is earthquake, so many natural disturbances, floods, and we are always busy to mitigate all these miseries by different methods. But the miseries are always there. This is called Adhyatmik, Adhidaivik. And similarly, Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik. Bhautik means tribulations or miseries inflicted by other living entities. Just like we are seeing very happily, we are sleeping very happily, but there are bugs, They are biting, disturbing the happiness of sleep. The mosquito, you are very afraid of the tiger or the elephant. So many. That means distresses inflicted by other living entities. So these three kinds of miserable condition of material life are there. And our existence is simply struggling against this miserable condition of life. Nobody can say that I am free of all these three kinds of miserable condition of life. Therefore, it is said, saṃsāra dāvānal. We are trying, our happiness means we are trying to mitigate some sort of disturbances in our own way, and that we take happiness. But actually, it is not possible to have pure happiness within this material world, because the trident of the material nature, Durga, is just tears on the chest of everyone. So, we should try to understand what is Durga. We want to satisfy Mother Durga by worshipping her, giving her some bribe. But Mother Durga is not so easily to be bribed. There is a story that one devotee of Mother Durga worshipped Mother very nicely, and Mother asked the devotee, "My dear son, you are happy?" He replied, "My dear Mother, yes, I am very happy. Only two things are lacking. What is this? That there is no sufficient food and there is no sufficient cloth." So this is the position. We are trying to adjust this material world in so many ways, but the insufficiency is always there. We should try to understand this is the position. Therefore, our aim should be, as it is indicated by Prahlad Maharaj, Nate vidu sarthakati vishno. We should know that our aim of life should be to understand what is the Supreme Personality of God. That is our aim. We should make all arrangements, social, political, or philosophical, religious, whatever you like, you make all adjustments. But the aim should be how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. In the Vedas also, it is said, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Tadapasanti Sura. Those are Sura, means learned, advanced people, demigods. They are simply looking on the lotus feet of Vishnu. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Tadapasanti Sura. This is Rig Veda mantra. So the aim should be human civilization. The aim should be like the Suraya, Sadapashanti, Tad Vishnum Paramam Padam. That is the aim. Without aim, if you cultivate any kind of religious principles, social principles or political principles, it will fail. Because we do not know the aim of our life, therefore, in spite of all advancement of present-day world, education, economic development, we have to defend ourselves by the laws of something else, just like League of Nations or the United Nations. You are feeling, especially the Indians who are here in Africa, they are always feeling such unsafeness because the aim is missed. So this Krishna consciousness movement is to educate everyone to this aim. That is called Krishna consciousness. We are not sectarian. We are inviting everyone. It doesn't matter. Because everyone is Krishna's eternal servant. We are trying to teach everyone how to become Krishna's servant and be helpful to the society and be happy himself and to make others happy. That is all. So this Krishna consciousness movement, especially we have come to Africa to educate the people, not only the Indians or the Hindus, but we have come to educate the people of the native or the local population. And I am glad that our people going to Sankirtan party in the street, as we go everywhere, in London, in New York, in all big cities of the world. Similarly, we are trying to lead our Sankirtan party to the street, and the local natives, the African boys and girls and gentlemen, they are gathering, they are receiving. So there is immense possibility of spreading this Krishna consciousness movement everywhere. That I have explained already, and again I am repeating. So this movement has come here. So I request that those who are present here try to cooperate with this movement of Krishna consciousness. And I am sure the African boys and girls, they will surely take part in it. As you have experienced, you have given many other African boys and girls as our students in America. So there is no difficulty. And my only request is that you try to help us. By all means, just like it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pranaiva Saivhyavasa Sreya Acharanam Sada Itarat Janma Sapannam Dehinam Iho Dehishu Iho Dehishu. In this body, in human form of life, the perfection is to Sreya Acharanam Sada. Sreya means ultimate good, that is called Sreya. Sreya and Priya, there are two words. Priya means immediate benefit, immediate happiness, just like sense happiness, immediate. And Sreya means permanent happiness. So Sreya Acharanam Sada. In this human form of life, we should not be, deviated by some temporary happiness. We should seek after the permanent happiness. And how this permanent happiness can be achieved? Pranai Rathai Dhyavacha. By dedicating your life, by dedicating your riches, Pranai Rathai Dhyavacha. By dedicating your intelligence, by dedicating your work. You can do the most beneficial work to the human society by these four things, by your life, by your money, by your intelligence, and by your work. Everyone has got either the four or some of them. But even one we can sacrifice. Better if we sacrifice life. That includes everything. If not, please sacrifice some money, pranay or thai. If not, then intelligence. If you cannot pay anything, let us work this. Give your intelligence how this will be successful. Intelligence and bachar. And if not, you give your word. So what is that word? What is this movement? This movement, they are going. They are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. They are not giving any money. They have no money. But they are simply chanting. Bachan. So people are taking it and being benefited all over the world. So if you cannot sacrifice your life or your bachan, you just sacrifice little money. That is the way of living. Our Sanatana Goswami. And it is the duty of the Grihastha and Kshatriya especially. Dana, charity. And where dana should be given? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, dātabvam jadyānam tadyānam sāttika uccate. There are three kinds of dana, charity. Sāttika, rājasika and tamasika. We should not take to the policy of rājasika and tamasika charity. We should take to the sattvic charity. What is that sattvic charity? Data Bandhavya. When you think here is the place where charity must begin there. And this moment is so, because it is trying to educate every man to come to the ultimate goal of life, Vishnu. That will make them happy. That will make them prosperous. That will solve all the problems of life. This is a fact. It is to be understood with little cool head and settled mind. This is the fact. This Krishna consciousness movement is so nice, so authorized. So try to help this movement. Immediately we require a place. These devotees who have come here, they are from America, Europe, and still some of them are coming. So we must have a place to stay. Unless we stay, how we can prosecute the movement? Therefore, help us immediately to give us a place and see how things are going on, how things improve gradually. And you have already tested that this movement has been successful all over the world. Why not in Africa? So there is immense chance. And we have no sectarian view. We don't consider that he is Africa, he is America. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. This movement is freed from all designation. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam tat parasena nirmalam. Being Krishna conscious, it is very, very pure, nirmala. Because these American boys, they do not think that they are American. Or I think I am Indian. If I thought Indian, why should I take so much trouble to travel all over the world to preach this movement? So we have no such conception that I am Indian, I am American, I am Brahmin, or I am Shudra, or I am black, I am white. We always think we are eternal servant of Krishna or God. That is our thing. This is called Sarvapadhi Vinirmukta. And so long we shall be conducted by Upadhi. I am American, I am Englishman, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Sikh. These are Upadhi, designation. Actually, these are the designation of this body. Accidentally, because I am born in India, I am thinking I am Indian. Accidentally, one is born in America, he is thinking as American. But none of them are American, Indian, or black and white. Spiritually, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. We have to think in that way. We have to be educated in that way. Then there will be actually peace in the world. That I have explained many times, that bhoktaram jagdatavasam sadloka maheshtanam sridam sarvabhutanam jyatamam shanti nichyat. If you actually want shanti, either in mind or body or soul, you must take to this moment, Krishna consciousness, and try to understand what is God, what is Krishna, and try to distribute this knowledge all over the world, amongst your friends, amongst your family. And the process is very simple. It is not at all difficult. Simply chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You go on chanting gradually, your dirty things in the heart will be clean. Cheta-dharpanamajanam. This is the first effect of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. Then, bhava mahadavagni nidvapanam. The same thing as I began my lecture in the beginning, that there is a blazing fire. As we are all misunderstanding one another. That is the position. As soon as we come to the real understanding, real platform of understanding, that I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, and I am that consciousness, I am Brahma, that Brahma consciousness, when developed, it is called Krishna consciousness. Just like it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasotati Natantati. Sabas sarveshu bhuteshu. Sabas sarveshu bhuteshu. Mad bhakti lavate para. This is the scientific procedure. So my request is that you try to understand, you help us and see how good results are coming out this moment, not only here, but all over the world. Thank you. What is that? You can explain. Species of form. And they are all these particular bodies are awarded to the living entity or the soul according to his sinful activities. That is Vedic injunction. And therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that you cannot take to Krishna consciousness or God consciousness unless you are completely freed from the resultant action of sinful life. Jesham antagatam patam jananam punyakarmanam te dannamaho nirmukta bhajanti maam dhiravrata. This is the statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who has become free, complete, jesham antagatam patam, janana, persons who are engaged in past activity. Activity means it should be past, not impast. If we implicate ourselves in impast activities, then we will be more and more implicated in this material way of life, and from Brahma we can become a hog, dog, or an ant. This is the law of nature. It is not that by evolutionary process, if one has come to the human form of life, he is not going to be degraded. If he does not believe in God consciousness, if he does not act nicely, then he is surely to degrade. Therefore Krishna says, jesham antagatam papam. One who has faced is the resultant action of sinful life. Such person, always engaged in pious activity, they, such person, ganda mahanin makta, without any hesitation, without any doubt, bhajante maam dhiravrata, can be fixed up in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. Therefore, as you see, these boys were all addicted to all kinds of sinful life because they are taught from the very beginning of their life. But when they took to Krishna consciousness, they gave up under my instruction or under the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And see how they have advanced in spiritual life. That is practical. Within 3 or 4 years, or even 1 year, simply by association, many students are coming. Simply by their association, they are becoming pure. This is a fact. You can examine, you can see. So, the primary principles of sinful life are 4. Illicit sex life. One cannot have sex life without his married wife. That restriction must be followed. Just like in our Chanakya Niti, the ordinary moral instruction of Chanakya Pandit, who was the Prime Minister of India during the time of Chandragupta, and his name is still well known. In New Delhi, there is a Chanakya Pandit. He said that, who is the learned man? He is not judging from the academic qualification. He said, first of all, he said, Matrivat Paradari, one who sees all women as mothers, except his married wife, he is learned. So this illicit sex life must be stopped. This is the beginning of sinful life. And similarly, intoxication. We are already intoxicated by the influence of Maya. And if we take is still more intoxication, then how we are improving? How we are becoming dizziness and less? We are becoming more and more endorsed by dizziness. So this must be given. Illicit sex life and intoxication and gambling and unnecessary meat eating. There is no need of meat eating. For human beings, God has given us so many things. Varieties of grains, varieties of fruits, varieties of vegetables, and varieties of milk and milk products. Why should you take animal food? Of course, where there is no possibility of getting all these things. In the desert, they may kill some animal and leave. That is a different thing. But in cities and towns where these things are amply available, why should you take meat, fish and eggs? So they are not allowed in the shastra. Just like Krishna said, patram puspam phalam tuyam jomi bhakta prajachati. Krishna does not say, give me eggs and meat. He said, patram puspam. So our position is, we take Krishna prasada and whatever is offered to Krishna, patram puspam, we take. So if one is serious about advancing in spiritual life, he must try to become free from all sinful life. Jesham antagatam papam. Otherwise, Krishna is pure. Parabrahma param dhamam pavitram paramam bhavan. That is described by Arjuna. So if we want to reach the complete pure, we must first of all become pure. This chanting of Hare Krishna will make you pure, but you help it by avoiding these four principles of restriction. Then you make mark very quickly and go back to home, back to God very quickly. That is the point.